He is the former WBC, USABC light heavyweight champion. The former USBA light heavyweight champion.
Final round.
And the former WBC Continental America's light heavyweight champion.
Final
he
round.
Is your host, Cedric Agnew.
Hey, this ain't a hard decision to make. It's Beyond the Gloves podcast.
Yizzard. Y'all know what it is. Young Chance, the BTG Beyond the Gloves podcast with your host, you know, with the most. We're going to talk about some fights that went down this weekend, man. Some fights from The Zone, then back to some fights with Showtime, then back to The Zone. We have fights all over the place, man. But we're going to first talk about the fights that went down this Friday. You know, we're going to get it cracking. Like always, you know what I mean? Like I said, don't forget us to be on the Glove Podcast, baby.
Boy, stay fresh, little bitch. Yeah, boy, stay fresh, little bitch.
Don't forget.
Ooh, watch me hit that hoe like I'm Mr. Hit That Hoe.
Yeah.
If she bad, I hit that hoe.
Yeah.
Any, many, money, more. Pick that hoe right off the pole.
Shout out, motherfucker, jig on, hear me? Tell the women. It's me, TG, baby.
Ask me about that bitch, you know I hit that hoe. Now don't ask me where she went, don't know where that bitch go. And I got 30 in my glick, and I might hit that hoe. And I got 30 in my wrist.
Yizzer, 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 yizzer.
That bitch bad, you know I'm hitting. Like rolling dice, you know I'm hitting. Bitch, you walk up in my trap, make sure you keep my dole out.
Hitting.
Riding dirty, folk. Deep, we wait for lost the robot.
Hit.
Coast is clear, we hit the gas. I get lucky, don't I?
Hit. Hit. Hit.
Y'all know what it is, man. It's the Beyond the Gloves podcast, man. Don't mind me. I'm just turning the fuck up over here. You know what I mean? We got some great fights that went on this weekend, man. You know what I mean? And y'all know me. I'm going to talk about it because that's what we do on the Beyond, on, you know what I'm saying, on the Beyond the Gloves podcast. That's what we do, man. We're going, I told people that I wouldn't talk about the, you know what I'm saying, the Jake Paul fight. But we're going to talk about it. He fought a real fighter. Or did he? Most people were saying, you know what I'm saying, it was staged, it was fake. I mean, hey, if it was fake, that was some extreme ass faking, man. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna knock Jake Paul though, man. You know what I'm saying? He out there getting it, out there doing what he do. But did he fight a real fighter? You know, talk with some of my, you know what I'm saying, my compadres and talk with some of my, you know what I'm saying, like my homies or whatnot, to talk about the fight and what I thought. Did I think he was fighting a real fighter? Did I think the, you know what I'm saying, like the guy give Jake Paul a tough fight in this outing? Now, let me just talk. That's what I do. So y'all know I'm gonna give it to y'all. If y'all know where y'all gonna hit the real at, y'all know y'all gonna hit on the Beyond the Gloves podcast. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give it to y'all the real. Do I know Andre August? Yeah. Had some running ins with him, you know what I'm saying? You know, in the past or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I sparred him maybe like once or twice, you know what I'm saying? He used to come to the gym I train at. And did I think that Jake Paul was in there with a tough competitor, somebody who's going to rock his bell, somebody who's going to give him some rounds? No, not at all, you know what I'm saying? If you look at Andre Agassi's record, he never fought anybody, fought some club fighters, fought some people that he was definitely supposed to beat. He also fought some people that he was definitely supposed to beat that he got knocked out by, you know what I'm saying? People that was supposed to give him no test, no run for his money, but in those outings he proved, I mean, in that outing he proved that he's not of that caliber. So Do I fault Jake Paul for picking that opponent? No, they picking their opponents right. He's got the right people by him that's picking the right people to fight to make it look like he's more than what he really is. Will he continue to improve? Will he be able to, you know what I'm saying, go up there and battle with some of the tough competitors at the weight class he's at? Because he's at cruiserweight. No. He won't be able to improve. You know what I'm saying, like, come on, he just got into this game. I'm not saying it can't happen, but it's not going to happen. If he was in there fighting somebody like of better caliber, he probably would have got knocked the fuck out. This boxing, everybody know, you know what I'm saying? This is a very, 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 very dangerous game. So, I told people before the fight even happened. First of all, Jake Paul was going to come out victorious and that he was going to knock Andre August out. Now, I ain't thinking it'd be in the first round. I thought it may have happened like in the second or third round. Thought maybe that would have gave it, you know what I'm saying, Andre August would have stayed around a little bit, gave it a better showing. But, he proved that, you know what I'm saying, like he's not that guy who y'all think he is. Just because his record says 10-1, look at the people he fought. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're supposed to go by. Who did he fight? And the people who did he fought, look at their record. See who have they fought. And if they had losing records, just see, look into it, and see who have they lost to. You know what I'm saying? Some people were saying, you know what I'm saying, the punch didn't even land. No, the punch land. You know what I'm saying? Hey, the motherfucker ain't no Hollywood actor. Ain't nobody acting that motherfucking good, man. No, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody acting good enough to make their head fucking bounce off the fucking canvas. I'm saying, nah, ain't nothing happening like that. And then I think I even heard some people saying that, man, Andre August got paid $2 million and get knocked out. First, he ain't get paid fucking $2 million. Come on, man. Look at the, ain't nobody. It's the boxing game, man. This is a business. Now, ain't nobody finna pay Andre August with a record like that $2 million to get knocked out. Nah. I ain't count nobody pockets, but I'm just saying, I've been around this game too motherfucking long to hear some bullshit like that. And I'm gonna call you out on it. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do on the Beyond the Girls podcast. We're not gonna lie. We're not gonna tell no fibs. We're not gonna, you know what I'm saying, run with bogus narratives and bogus stories. We're not gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? That ain't what we doing. Nah, we ain't gonna do that. So, did I see Jake Paul winning that fight? Yes. And I didn't do a podcast before this, giving y'all my analysis, giving y'all my tail of the tape, giving y'all my breakdown. Because at first, like I said, I wasn't going to talk about this because I bring news to y'all about real boxers that's got stripes and got a lot of footprints in this game. Now, is he bringing money to the sport? Yes. But I report on the fighters that been in this business, that have stripes, that has fought somebody, and that is in the line to fighting top competitors, fights that we want to see, the real hardcore casuals. You know what I'm saying? Not YouTubers, not Disney stars. We're not doing that. But did he have some good fights on his undercard? Now, I was into the fight that, you know what I'm saying, with the buildup with Frenchon Cruz and Shadeja Green. The way Shadeja was talking, I ain't gonna lie. I was like, man, she might get Frenchon Cruz around for her money. But also, I looked at Frenchon Cruz, and I'm like, nah, I'm not gonna count this girl out. You know what I'm saying? I seen her fight plenty of times, and she got that beast in her. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's a hell of a competitor. And Shadeja Green, she was waiting for that opportunity, which she had, on Friday night, she got that opportunity, but I knew she wasn't going to rise to that occasion only because she never been there before. Now, Frenchon Cruz been there plenty of times, so she knew how to get back there. You know what I'm saying? She knew how to regain those titles. She knew how to get her bag and get her shit back. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's what she did. She was the more hungry, more tougher, more grittier fighter. A more savvy fighter, that night, and she pulled out the victory. You know what I'm saying? Like, no shade at all to Shadeja Green. She fought her heart out, but at the end of the day, Frenchie Cruz came out on top like I expected. You know what I mean? But we're going to also, you know what I'm saying, give a round of applause and get Shadeza Green her flowers too. We ain't going to leave out the women. You know what I mean? But, man, let's get on to the other fights. We're going to briefly, you know what I'm saying, as we talk about the fights, we're going to, a long run to Showtime Boxing. But yesterday was their last broadcast with the who we have in that fight. We had, what's the man's name? It was just on the tip of my tongue. Now, the fights on Showtime was, those were some bangers with David Morrell versus Mbeko and Chris Colbert versus Valenzuela. Man, the Chris Colbert versus Valenzuela fight, that fight was, they had some beef going back and forth because they previous fought, you know what I'm saying? And Colbert came out with the victory. But Valenzuela said, you know what I'm saying, he want his get back, man, you know what I mean? And went in there, and went in, I believe, in two rounds, and demolish. When I say demolish, I mean, God damn, man, we going to drop some motherfucking bombs for that motherfucker. Ooh. God damn it. Man, when he hit that man with that, ooh, that motherfucker. Huh? You know what I'm saying? Caught his air, right? Yes, sir. Chris Colbert was motherfucking sleeping. When I say sleeping, that motherfucker was sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like, when the motherfucker go down face first, ass in the air, head down, face up. You know what I'm saying? Head down, ass up. Yeah, man. Hey, man, call that fight off, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to go out like that. You know what I'm saying? No man. Want to ever. That picture right there is going to be, you know what I'm saying, playing in that man head, you know what I'm saying, living in that man head rent free. Then the man also said he want his get back. I want a rematch. You know what I'm saying? So I guess they will, you know what I'm saying, you know, talking about the rematch. I mean, see if it's going to happen, man, on Amazon or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, you know what I'm saying? That's what PBC is going now, Amazon. But, man, we better leave that man the fuck alone, man. I know y'all 1-1 now, but God damn, when you motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? when you get your get back like that and you knock a motherfucker out, head down, ass up, man. Hey, man, leave that man alone, man. Leave that man alone. Because with that hook, he had generational power on that motherfucker, nigga. Your ancestors, kids felt that shit, boy. Leave that man alone. Nigga, referee wasn't even gonna count for you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah. I understand y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all wanna do the, trilogy in this motherfucker, but no. Colbert, go pick somebody else to fight. Find somebody else to fight, man. You know what I'm saying? Find somebody else to fight, because that motherfucker hit you with that hood, that bitch sound like this. God damn it! You know what I'm saying? Man, that hook had motherfucking death on that motherfucker, didn't it? Motherfucker had some stank on that bitch. God damn, man. But we gonna talk about the motherfucking man. Yeah. Chris Colbert, stay away from that man. I believe that one was at 135. But I like to see Valenzuela. I like to see him go up against the other contenders at 35. Matter of fact, I like to see Valenzuela fight Pitbull Cruz instead, because nobody wants to see Pitbull Cruz fight, and mind you, they're on the same network. Nobody wants to see Pitbull Cruz fight Tank again. Tank, you beat that man with one fucking hand. We already know what you can do with two. Yeah, you might knock the motherfucker out, but we expect that from you, Tank. Move on. Let's fight some of the other tough competitors or the champions at that weight, man. We don't want to see you fight, you know what I'm saying? Pitbull Cruz should fight Valenzuela, man. That right there.
Definitely. I'll be a good fight. Hey. And I'm putting my money on Valenzuela. That motherfucking hook. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying Pit Bill Cruz ain't got that dog in him, because we know his name, Pit Bull. We know he got that dog in him. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't like Cruz. I ain't like Pit Bull Cruz last fight. So I'm definitely going for Valenzuela on this one. You know what I mean? But moving on, because y'all know the show mesh going. You know what I mean? So we're going to talk about, man, the fight with David Morrell versus Mbeko. Hell of a fight. You know what I'm saying? He got that man out of there, I believe, in one or two rounds, you know what I'm saying, if I'm not mistaken. Got him up out of there. As a matter of fact, I believe I've seen some reports saying that Mbeko is accusing Morrell of cheating. You know what I'm saying? So those are definitely some heavy allegations for someone to bring up on. But to get rid of that man in I believe, one or two rounds, you know what I'm saying, I believe it was one round, to get rid of that man like that in that fashion. Of course, he might say, hey, man, nobody have ever done this to me. So this man is definitely on something. You know what I mean? He's taking something. He's on something, or he's doing something to make him punch like he was punching. I never felt my punching like that before. That motherfucker damn near punched my motherfucking lights out, literally. You know what I'm saying? Nigga punched me so hard, I was in a corner looking for the referee, and I couldn't find him. You know what I mean? But, man, David Morrell looked good. Did he do what I expected him to do? Yes. I expected David Morrell to go out there and wash that man the fuck up, man. I'm tired of him putting, yes, he only got, you know what I'm saying, very few fights, but y'all bigging this man up, talking about this man should fight Benavidez. Why the fuck is he fighting a motherfucking Mbeko, man? You know what I'm saying? Fighting somebody who's not even in the top 10, bro. Get the fuck up out of here, man. We ain't trying to see that bullshit, man. So, yeah, I expected that to happen. But let's see David Morrell fight some of the other top competitors at super middleweight, man. Let's see him fight him, man. Put him in there with the, you know what I'm saying, with them other gorillas in there, man. Put him in there with the Caleb Plants. Put him in there with the Charlos, man. Matter of fact, I don't think he's gonna do Charlos, because I believe the bigger Charlo who's at that weight, they both are trained by Ronnie Shields. But put him in there with, you know what I'm saying, some of the other tough competitors at that weight class, man. Let's see how he moves. Let's see what he really about. Let's see if he really got that dog in him. Let's see if he's really about that action, man. You know what I mean? Until then. No, man, I want y'all saying put this man in there with Canelo. Put him in there with Benavidez. No, put him in there with some of the other top competitors. Or at least a ex-world champion. And let's see what, you know what I'm saying? Let's see what his cajon is at, man. Let's see what his heart at. You know what I'm saying? Let's see where his real true ability at. But don't keep putting that man in there with these motherfucking, I don't want to call them fucking tomato cans, but putting him in there with people we know he's going to beat. Oh man, let's not do that. You know what I'm saying? Let's really, you know what I'm saying, if we can really say he's on that level, put him in there with the people who's at that level then, man. You know what I mean? Let's not even cap about that, man. But this is gonna be a short podcast, because I'm not gonna hold y'all long, because I'm doing about an hour or 2 hour podcast next week. Which y'all know this big fight coming up, you know what I mean? With the fight that's on the zone, that's in Saudi, man, with the heavyweights. You know what I'm saying? The Day of Reckoning. Man, did y'all see that motherfucking trailer? On some Vampire in Brooklyn type shit. You know what I mean? Like, the trailer was off the chain. But before I go, y'all know we're going to talk about the fight that went down on the zone. You know what I'm saying? They had some hell of a fight that went down on the zone on the undercard. But I'm here to talk about the main event. The big buildup with Sonny Edwards versus Bam Rodriguez. Man, the fight was fucking out of fucking control. You tell me. Let's get to it.
Introducing first, fighting out of the red corner, he wears black and green. He scaled 111 and 1.5 pounds. His professional record, a perfect one. 20 fights, 20 victories, with 4 wins coming by way of knockout. Tonight, he makes his fifth defense in his world title, originally from Croydon, London, and now living, training, and fighting out of the Steel City of Sheffield, England. Here is the reigning, defending, undefeated IBF flyweight champion of the world, Showtime, Sonny Edwards. And his opponent across the ring, fighting out on the blue corner. He wears the black, the blue, the pink, and the orange. He's a southpaw, and he scaled 111.5 pounds. His professional record, also a perfect one. 18 fights, 18 victories, with 11 wins coming by way of knockout. He was the youngest active 2-division world champion, and tonight he makes his maiden defense in his world title, proudly fighting out of San Antonio, Texas, USA. Here is the reigning, the defending, and the undefeated WBO flyweight champion of the world, Jesse Rodriguez.
I'm about to end this man's whole career.
So, man, Jesse Ben Rodriguez versus Sonny Edwards, man. Man, hell of a fight. Back and forth, hell of a fight, man. Back and forth action. In the fight, man, Sonny's a fucking tough competitor, man. But Bam, he was just fucking too fucking much, man. Bam with the combinations, with the precise punching, with the angles, man, with the delivery of his shots, the way he's turning and pivoting it. Man, Bam, it's fucking amazing, man. I mean, like, I did feel like if Sonny was to keep taking those punches like he was, definitely the fight was going to get stopped, man. This wasn't a fight that was on my radar, but with me going, you know what I'm saying, like, checking in with the zone back and forth, looking at the fights they got coming up, I was like, man, you know what? This might be a fight that might attract my interest, might be something that, you know what I'm saying, I might be overlooking. These might be some motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Like, this might be a hell of a fight on some fight of the year candidate type shit. You know what I'm saying? So let me just check it out. And when I checked it out, man, it did not, I repeat, man, it did not disappoint, man. Hit that motherfucking Sonny so fucking hard. Motherfucker, I like.
He needs some milk.
He definitely needed some milk. Man. Bam Rodriguez, man, is fucking tough, man. I don't care who the fuck he fight next. I'm watching it. You know what I mean? I like the action. I like the combinations. I like that he stays busy. I like the angles. I like the head movement. I like everything from this guy, man. I mean, he's a small guy. But them small guys be packing big fucking punches, and they throw punches in bunches, man. You know what I mean? Like, the way he was throwing his punch, the way he was delivering his shots, man, Bam is the motherfucking truth. I like to see him fight the other champions at that weight, but I think he said he was going to move up. If he's going to move up, I'll also like to see him fight those guys, man. Like, this dude, he's someone you need to watch out for. So if y'all ain't got y'all eyes on Bam, Jesse Bam Rodriguez, hey, man, keep your eye out for the cat, man. The cat is decent. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker, hey, motherfucker about that action, man. You know what I'm saying? I see nothing but great fights and great things in the kid's future, man. I mean, man, yeah. Bam Rodriguez, he's a hell of a fighter, man. You know what I'm saying? But like I say, man, like I always like to give fighters their flowers and shit. So You know what I'm saying? We're going to definitely do it for Sonny Edwards because he came to fight. He bought the fight. You know what I'm saying? He, especially on top of that, he came with an undefeated record. So he definitely wasn't trying to give it up or lose it. You know what I'm saying? But end of the day, he wanted to go on. But his trainer, his corner just had to stop the fight. You know what I'm saying? Especially after the knockdown. He was just taking the beating, man. And they had more rounds to go. I can't remember. I think it was. What round was it in that they actually stopped the fight, man? I think it was like the ninth round when they called the fight. It's like the end of the ninth going into the tenth. So, I believe it was end of the ninth going into the tenth. So, they definitely had they definitely had three more rounds to go, you know what I'm saying? And after the knockdown, his corners knew that he had three more rounds to go. And they couldn't send him back out there like that, man, knowing that he was gonna be just pickings for Bam Rodriguez. He was just gonna be, you know what I'm saying, like at that point he was gonna be a sitting duck because Bam Rodriguez, he just looked like he was just getting more and more stronger, man. And Sonny didn't have anything to keep this man off, to keep this man at bay. And plus, you know what I'm saying, he was cut under one eye, cut over the other. He couldn't see out of, you know, I believe his left eye. So it was just going to get hard and hard. I believe he couldn't see out of both eyes though, because he was cut under his left eye, but his left eye was like almost swollen shut, you know, but he was cut over his right eye. And I believe maybe the blood might have been dripping or falling into his eye, and when blood falls into your eye, I mean, people who knows that it makes your vision a little blurry, you know what I mean? And it burns, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, he didn't want to quit, but his corners had to stop the fight because he wasn't going to be able to see where the punches was coming from, man. How fast they was coming, how light and strong they was coming. He wasn't going to be able to see any of that, man. But like I said, I like to see who Sonny fight next. And man, definitely. I'd like to see who he fight next, who they got lined up for him next. And that's that, man. But y'all know how I'm always coming. Y'all know the news I'm always bringing. So don't, like I said, don't, please. I'm telling y'all, please don't forget.
You are now listening to the Beyond the Gloves podcast. Subscribe now.
So whether you're listening to this on Google Podcasts, follow. It don't cost you nothing to just press that follow button and like the podcast. If you're listening to this on Spotify, follow, like the podcast. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, follow and like the podcast. If you're listening to this on iHeart, follow and like the podcast. Because when I'm bringing y'all next week for the Day of Reckoning, when I'm bringing y'all next week for the Day of Reckoning, nigga. Bro, we got hella fights, man, for the Day of Reckoning. On that same card, man, we got Dimitri Bivol. We got Deontay Wilder. We got Joseph Parker. We got O2 Wileen. We got Anthony Joshua. We got Big Baby Miller. Man, we got Lyndon Arthur. Man, we got a hell of a card. So what I'm bringing next week, those are all headliners. So what I'm bringing next week, man, y'all better tune in, man. Stop playing with me, man. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, you already know what it is.
Hey, this ain't a hard decision to make. It's Beyond the Gloves podcast.
So until next time, treat this podcast like it's the best podcast you ever listened to. And don't act like it ain't. You did. Yeah. Like, get your motherfucking jug on. Get the fuck out of my face. You dig? Hey, hit that bitch one time for me, though. Hit that bitch one time for me.
You are now listening to the Beyond the Gloves podcast. Subscribe now.
Watch me bend, I hit that hoe. Diamond dance, they hit the flow. Like they Mr. Hit that hoe. Bitch, you better move. Watch me hit that hoe. Like I'm Mr. Hit that hoe. If she bad, I hit that hoe. Any, many, money, more. I'm picking hoes right off the pole. Hit. Smoking Zooty Bowls. We having an episode. Hit. Nah, don't ask me about that bitch. You know I hit that hoe. Nah, don't ask me where she went. Don't know where that bitch goes.